If you enjoy this audio service, please support it with a financial contribution. Just click Support This Program to contribute. And thanks. It is, shall we say, a time of unpleasantness in this country. What better to soothe our senses than poetry? Yeah, except this poetry is about the debt ceiling. Oh, we cannot get away from it. Well, let's have some fun then. This all started because of a friend I met on Twitter. His name is Dr. Goose, a.k.a. David Lefkowitz, the CFO of an agricultural trading company. On the side, he writes economic limericks. And so apparently do a lot of you. So David is with us to hear some of your submissions. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So why are limericks, do you think, so well-suited to talking about the economy?
That's a very interesting question. Traditionally, limericks have really been used as a rather risque or even obscene form of poetry. But
Well, you could argue that there's some obscenity going on in Washington, couldn't you?
Exactly. It might be a fitting medium to discuss filthy lucre.
Well, you are not an economist, but actually a banker by trade, so...
That's true.
How do you pick and choose your topics?
Like everyone else, my reading about things going on in the economy and thinking, do I really understand that? And so being able to write a limerick about it and summarize an expressive view on a story in five lines that scan and rhyme, it's like a test to myself whether I really have understood the issue. And then, of course, to have some fun with it and share it with other people.
Well, let's get started with some of our listeners' submissions. Last week, we asked folks to send some in that had to do with the debt ceiling. So I'm going to start with the one that is my favorite for what will become obvious reasons. This was sent in by Jan Michael Alejandro. He's a Facebook friend of mine from here in L.A.
This limerick is written for Tess regarding the debt ceiling mess. Obama v. Boehner, it couldn't be plainer. It's business as usual, no less.
David, pretty good, I'd say.
Very nice.
Well, you know, we had somewhat of a tough time sifting through all these limericks for ones that were not completely partisan. Our audience, at least, is very, very angry at the moment. But we do have some that are generalized fury against Washington. Here's Steve Weiss from St. Louis, Missouri.
As our Congress bickers some more, political points should be left at the door. I have a sinking feeling, if we don't raise the ceiling, we'll surely fall through the floor.
And Phil Graham of Tulsa, Oklahoma?
The Hill won't adjust the debt ceiling, which engenders a real sinking feeling. If they do not act soon, the economy will swoon and the Dow will go crashing and reeling.
David, I think folks got lucky that all these revolved around the word ceiling. Plenty of words to rhyme with that, right?
That's right. You know, finding a word to rhyme is often a challenge. And my rule of writing a good limerick is to start out with the point and the story that you want to tell. And then after that, to try to come up with words that scan and rhyme.
Well, give us one of your debt ceiling limericks.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, just today, I decided to lay odds on the situation in a limerick called Capital Thrill Seeker. A fellow who loved a good thrill made a bet on the debt ceiling bill, going 7-3 on a yes from the GOP caucus on Capitol Hill.
Oh, that was close. You couldn't end on GOP caucus, right? That'd be a different line.
We had to split the rhyme and rhyme on the G and get the OP onto the last line.
Well, I know folks posted on your blog as well. Got a favorite from there.
Joey Polanski wrote, "The experts have certainly said it, that default would ruin our credit. But is the solution in our Constitution? What's more, has the government read it?"
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
And finally, we have Madeline Kane of Bayside, New York, and she posted this on our Facebook page.
As the Pauls in D.C. vent their spleen over actions that should be routine, our land's on the brink of a crisis. Something was created on purpose. Obscene.
Indeed.
Yes.
David Lefkowitz, a.k.a. Dr. Goose, this has been so much fun. Folks, you can find his limericks on his blog, limerickseconn.com, and we'll have a link on our website. You can follow him, as I said, on Twitter at limerickseconn, and do it just to see the avatar, if for no other reason. And before we go, I'm told that you wrote a limerick just for us.
Well, that's right. Let me just advise the audience, for financially sound information, tune your local public radio station, where the Marketplace crew and Tess Vigeland, too, will firm your financial foundation.
Love it. David, thanks so much. It's been fun.
Tess, thank you so much for having me.
And we put up a special page on our website this weekend where you can see all, well, almost all of the limericks you sent about the debt ceiling debacle. It's marketplace.org.